you want my advice, get in that dressing room. I'm going to ask Stotty for tonight's lottery numbers. Because before the game, he said to me, I'm going to score twice today.
Yeah, he told everybody.
So.
what he was doing, shooting from there for the first one, I don't know. all of them, just every single one of them today, they've all put a shift in. It's the work rate. The work rate is the key to all of it, you know. Thought James Knowles was his best game for us by far. Yeah. Today. I thought it was absolutely magnificent, and that led on to everybody really. Obviously, fortuitous first goal. But you know, how many times have we been stood here, you know, bemoaning our own luck? So yeah. Can't praise them highly enough. You know, it's their Christmas do tonight, so they can go out and they can have a Christmas day every day of the week if they play like that.
Well, it was mentioned in the stand we were talking, and you mentioned that and said if they had lost, your line would have been your mind's on Sheffield tonight and not on the match.
Yeah, it's part and parcel of football, you know. It's this time of year and they deserve a night out, and you know, like I said to them before the game, if you win today, you have a really good night out and feel great about it. You make it that much better. So, you know, they've earned that, and fair play to them. But they've set a benchmark there for me.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And they need to keep going at that rate and at that level, because there's nobody in this league, or you know, any team really, when you put that work rate in. I'm seeing three and four people going closing down in really good areas and running 40 yards to do it, and it's absolutely magnificent. Couldn't be more delighted.
The thing is, 4-0 is not flattering. I mean, we better finishing, that could have very easily been 6-7.
Yeah, and good saves from the keeper.
Yeah, exactly.
As well, you know, hold off a great save from Joe Fox. Yeah. At the end, it's great to get them lads on as well, and you know, I think it's one where you can see the lads sat in the stand and everybody's together, you know, and that's credit to us, not on the coaching staff, but also to the players, because it's not easy when you're using different training grounds and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's not settle
base. Yeah, it's hard to build that team spirit, but it's there in abundance. So, absolutely, like I say, I'm absolutely delighted.
But the thing is, game like that against a high division team, we've seen Hensford and Geisley and Ferriby, Fylde and Charlie all go up and do well, and that's good motivation for you to say, actually, you know what lads, if we can get up, that, you know, look what we can do against them teams.
Definitely, without a shadow of a doubt. It's you know, the teams at the top of the Evo stick, without any shadow of a doubt, will compete in the conference now, you know, to a certain extent. It's a little bit easier to play against teams from a high level, because they do give you a little bit more time, and you know, with the work rate and then the quality that we've got, you know, it'd be. And like I said, I've said to them all, you know, the line's been all season. Don't let yourselves down, because they're too good not to be, you know, in that promotion mix come the end of the season, and I'm sure they will be.
So the Christmas push as usual starts today.
Yeah. There's some run. but you know, we're capable, and that's been proved and rubber stamped today.
See you next time.
Cheers.
Just go.